Begin the current daf, Masechta Sfachim, daf Nun Gimel. Begin on the bottom of Nun Beis Mabeis, three lines up from the bottom of the Amud. The Gemara continues with the next Mishnah, continuing the theme of the previous Mishnaya, opening up this parak of Ezem Mokayman, where is the place of where we slaughter and receive the blood of Kachar Kachim, of the higher category of Karbanas. So on that, the Mishnah described different Karbanas, and now the Mishnah continues, Chatois HaTzibur VaHayachid. These are sin offerings of either the public or of an individual, that there also the halacha is that they're done in the north. Explains the Mishnah, Elohim chatois tzibur, and these are the sin offerings of the tzibur, meaning that we need to still mention, because the other chatois of the tzibur, specifically the chatois hapanimis, those which are done inside the heichel, which is the parhelm of the tzibur and the seira of Dezara, those were already previously taught. Which ones of the tzibur of chatos that weren't mentioned? Our Se'iri Rosh Chodashim, which is the Higot, which is brought every single Rosh Chodesh, Vishal Me'adois, and those of the Yom Tovim, which these are Chatois of the Tzibur, which are not Panimis, their blood is brought on the Mizbech HaChitzen. So the halach is that Shechitas and Metzafen, their slaughtering is done in the north, because we already taught in the previous daf, a Binyan Ab, a building block for teaches regarding all Chatois, that they have the same halacha as we find that they're Nishchetu Metzafen. And the kibul damin bechli charetz betzafen, also the receiving of their blood has to be with a service vessel in the north. And the damin toin arba matanis al arba karanis, the placing of their blood, what we call the zrikas, have to be four different gifts on the four corners of the mizbeach, as we learned already in Perek B'Shama Dav Lanzat Lamazem and Beis, from karanis, which makes for a total of 2 + 2 is four corners of the mizbeach. Now says the Mishnah, the Ketzad, how so? How is this done? What's exactly the mechanics of this operation? So the Mishnah continues on top of the Gimlam and Aleph, Olah B'Kevesh. So the Kayin would go up on top of the ramp, which would take one up to the top of the Mizbeach. But before he got to the top, Ufana L'Saviv, he went and turned off on these, there's a platform, which is in the middle of the Mizbeach, which takes one around it on around the sides, but not on the top, but rather on the mid, on some middle point of the Mizbeach. Now the reason why he would get off on the Saiviv, which was a side ramp on the side of the Mizbeach, is because the blood had to be placed on the top by the corners of the Mizbeach with the fingers of the Kohen. That's the way it is by Karmachatas. Therefore he has to stand on this Saiviv, because in contrast to all other Matanas Dam of Karbanas, they're done on the bottom of the Mizbeach, on the bottom half. And so there, what they would do is they would be thrown onto the corners of the Mizbeach. So he stands on the floor and he just takes the vessel and he throws onto the Mizbeach. Wherever it's a Mizbeach is valid. Here it can't be. Here he has to actually get the corners on the top with his fingers. So therefore he has to be at a height where he can reach up. That's what the Saiviv. Now, so this Saiviv ramp would go around the side of the Mizbeach. So Uvali Lekendremis Mizrachas. So the first thing that he would hit would be the southeastern corner. Because as the Gemara tells us later on, of Samach Beis and Beis, the halacha is, Kol Pinash at the Paina, wherever you turn, you derchimin, should be to the right. So when you're coming up the ramp, it's on the southern part of the Azara. So when you're going up, you're facing towards the Mizbeach. If you're making a right onto that Saiviv ramp, the first thing you're going to is towards the east. And then when you come to the east, you come to that corner first, that's the southeastern corner. Then you go and you're going around towards the right, meaning counterclockwise. So then if your face is to the Mizbeach, you're going from the south to the east, and the east to the north, and north to the west, and that's going around the right side. So therefore, first he would come to the southeastern corner and do a hazah there. Then Mizrachet Savainis to the northeast, then Savainis Maravis, the northwest, and then Maravis to Rimus, and then to the southwest. Then after he did those four on the four corners, Shiyari Hadam HaYishevich Al Yisrei DeRaymus, for the left of the blood he would pour onto the southern foundation of the Mizbeach, which the Gemara is going to learn why specifically the Yisrei DeRaymi. And V'Nechalim Lefanim Naklaim, the meat of the carbon was eaten within the perimeter of the curtains, because by the Mishkan and the Midbar there were curtains which surrounded the Chatzur, the courtyard of the Ohel Moed. Now in place of the curtains, when it was in the first Beis HaMikdash or in the second Beis HaMikdash, there were walls of the Azara, whereby Karban Chatas it says, Bachatzar Ohel Moed, in the courtyard of the Ohel Moed, B'makom Kadosh Teach, in the holy place, the meat has to be eaten. So therefore, that's what we use in the terminology, Lefanim Menaklaim, which means in the Azara, that's where the meat of the Karban Chatas has to be eaten. And it's eaten Lezichar Yechuhuna only for the males of the Kahanim, because the Pasuk says, HaKoyin HaMachati Oysa, the Koyin that does the Zrika, oh, he could eat it. Which teaches us, excluding women, who they're not fit to do the chitu, they don't do the avoid in the Beis HaMikdash. So too in Parashas Kairach, it says by the Chatzis and the Ashim and Mincha, also it says over there, Kol Zachar Yechal Eisei, that by these Kacha Kachim, it's only the male Kahanim that eat it. Moreover, B'chol Michael, it can be eaten in any way of consumption. Now, the reason why we have to say that is because in contrast by the Karban Pesach, there is the Mishnah will tell us later on, the Nevav Mabeis, there it's only eaten sully, could only be eaten roasted. So by all other Karbanis, it has to tell us that it's B'chol Michael, that they could eat it however they want to. And it's eaten L'yoyim V'layla, for a day and a night, as the Gemara teaches us in the third paragraph of Nevav Men Aleph, that it says in the Pasuk, Basar Zevach Taidah Shlomov, when it's talking about the Karban Taidah, it says, the meat of the carbon of the Taidah, which is in the category of a Shlom, which teaches us that it says over there in that Pasuk, it's eaten for one day. So we know it's eaten for one day. Says the Gemara, how do we know Chatz and Ashram is also for one day and one night? That's why it teaches the extra word, Zevach. Now, why it's one day and one night, and not one day and one night and one day, which generally in Halacha, Jewish days start at night, going through the day, is because by Kachim it's different. It goes, the night follows the day. And the way we know that is, like it says in Meyukah Zayin, Lo yenich mimen ad baker, you're not later from the carbon until the morning, which means to say that Taidah, which could be eaten for one day, could be eaten through its night up until the morning. So that's why it's eaten for one day and one night. Ad chatzais, up until midnight. Because although the halacha we just said is till the morning, but the Chacham made a fence around the Torah to distance a person from violating a sin that's liable for karis, like it says in the opening Mishnah in Shas, in Brachas, Dav, Bezim, and Aleph, that Kal Nachal Le'yamechad, all the karbanis that are eaten for one day, mitzvah, and the mitzvah is, although it's till Alei Sashachar, but however, the Chacham made a siyag that it could only be eaten up until midnight. So that one doesn't come to violate and eating nicer after the returns the morning of the next day. So the Gemara asks, Hecha Avid, how exactly was this done, this Matanas Etzba Bekeren, that the Kohen would take his finger, dip it into the bowl, and put it on the corner of the Mizbech, as we said, on all the four corners, as it's done by the Karban Chatzis. So the Machlekes Rabbi Yechon and Rabbi Lazar. Chadama once says that he would stand near the corner of the Mizbech, like we said, he gets off on the side of the Mizbech, which is part of the blocks, as we'll learn later on, how the construction of the Mizbech was. There was a Saiviv, so he would have his finger near the corner of the Mizbech. What he would do is, Nisen Ama Elech V'Ama Elech. What he would do is, he would put the blood in the area, in the perimeter of an Ama of the corner, whichever side he wants to of that corner. Whether, let's say, by the Deremus Mizrachis, by the first corner, the southeast, either on the southern side of the corner or the eastern side of the corner, and so too in every corner, but whichever side he wants to within an Ama of the corner. The other opinion says, no, machate v'yerid, which is just using the terminology of the pasuk that says, akoyin machate oisa, meaning he would spray and go down, keneged chudishal keren, opposite the corner of that keren, of the corner. Meaning he had to be exactly on the corner, not within an amma of the corner. So the Gemara explains, aliba the Rebbe Lazar Rebbe Shimon, this machlikis amiram, when if it's regarding the opinion of Rebbe Lazar Rebbe Shimon, which shortly the Gemara is going to bring this machlikis, the Amma that he says he atzma ein anasis, that the whole matana of dam of the Karban Chatzis ein anasis ela b'gufa shel keren is only done in the keren itself, which was an elevated amma squared on the corner of the mizbeach on all four sides, that it could only be done in the keren itself. Says the Gemara, the kulei amalei plegi. According to him, no one's going to disagree that it doesn't have to be exactly on the crease of the corner, because the pasuk says keren, and it was an amma squared elevated by an amma which was in the corner of the mizbeach in every single corner. That's called the keren, and no one's going to disagree that it could be on that whole keren, which is an amma on wherever it is in the amma area. Ki pligi aliba de Rebbe. Their whole machlikis was according to Rebbe, as we're going to shortly see, that he permits the Karban Chatas to be thrown any area from the halfway point, which is above the Chutas Sikra, upward, even though it's not on the actual corner. It's regarding that Tanoik opinion that was the machlikis, Rebbe Yechon and Rebbe Lazar, as the Gemara explains. Mar Sabar, one opinion held that just like the Karen is an Amma by an Amma, so too the area below it, according to Rebbe, Amma Elech v'Amma Elech Keneged. Any area opposite on either side of what the corner is, Kerenu, that's also considered the Keren, and it doesn't have to be exactly on the crease of the corner. But Amar Sabah, the other opinion held that no. Since the Pasuk, according to Rebbe, is not particular for it to be exactly on the Keren, so in the rest of the Mizbeach, the lower part of the wall of Mizbeach, it cannot be that it's the Keren. Rather, it has to be exactly in the corner of the wall, Keneged chudein tfeiloi. So then, what would be considered the keren? Since it's not the actual keren, a keren is when you do it opposite the exact point, but nothing more. It can't be within amma perimeter as it is on the keren itself. Now, the Gemara asks Meisvei. The Gemara asks on one of these opinions from the following Braisa. The Braisa says, similar to the halacha that our Mishnah was talking about, chatas atzibur v'hayochan, the karma chatas of the public or of an individual. So ketzin matan daman. So how is it done, the giving of the gifts of the blood on the Mizbeach? Says the Braisa, as we said in our Mishnah, but in greater detail, ha'yo'il l'kevish. So he would go up the ramp. Upan l'saiviv, he would turn off on the saiviv ramp, which goes around, that's what it's called saiviv. Uvol l'keren d'remis mizracha. So the first one he would come to would be the southeastern corner. And b'tevel betz b'ha yimanis, he would dip his right finger, that was ha'miyumenis shebiyamin, which on his right hand, which finger? It was the right of the right. Now the right is always used for the one that's the more prominent, which we're talking about, what's the finger that's usually used for work without all the other fingers? It's the pointing finger that's always used to stretch out and to dip in. That's the finger right near the thumb. That he would dip in min hadam shebimizrik, from the blood that was in the receptacle, which was received from the blood of the karmachatas. And then the chaymer, which like Rashi says, the word v'chaymer is like nechmer b'nei ma'eho, like a gemara chulin, which means to like shrink, to contract. B'goydole milmala, so he'd be pushing with his thumb from above, which is right next to that pointing finger, and then he would additionally go ahead and use his smaller finger, which was below that, which was to mean to say that he would draw the blood off the finger, pushing downward from either side, the thumb on one side, the smaller finger on the other side, so that all the blood should fall down off that finger that he dipped in onto the mizbeach. And he, as we said, like the terminology, the throwing of the blood of the karmachatas is called chitoy, like the pasuk says, hakoyna machatiyos. I mean, and he would spray it downward, keneged chudosh shel keren, opposite the corner of the keren, which this is going like Rebbe, where he permits it to be even beneath the actual keren itself, as long as it's from the halfway point upwards, and that's why it doesn't say bichuda in the corner, rather it uses the terminology kineget chudish al keren, because it's not on the actual keren itself, it's opposite the keren, but it's chuda, it says on the point of the keren, ad shemechal kol adam shebe'etzba, until you conclude all the blood that's on the finger, you mean you get it all off onto the mizbeach, and v'chein kol keren v'keren, and this is what he would do with every single keren, every single corner. But one thing you see is that it's going like Rebbe, and it has to be in the chuda, not in the amma on either side. So that refutes the other interpretation. Says the Gemara, no, hachikama, this is what the Braisa is saying. Mitzvah b'chuda. Yeah, initially it's ideal to do it on the actual corner. But if it was done within the Nama on either side, that's not going to be problematic, which is also like that other interpretation. So now that we introduced this machlokes and we said that it was only according to Rebbe that they had it, but not according to Rebbe Elazar ben Shimon, so the Gemara goes back and says, so my Rebbe Elazar ben Shimon, where do we find this machlokes regarding where does it have to be by the karmachatas on the four corners? Does it have to be the actual keren or could it even be from the halfway point up? So the Gemara Tanak Linda Braisa, Dam Hel Yainim. There are certain karbanis that the bloods have to be on the lower part of the mizbeach, some on the upper part. Says the Braisa, the blood of the karbanis have to be in the upper part. Nitanin mechuta sikru lamala could be placed from the red string, which was in the midpoint of the mizbeach, and upward. Damatachtoinim, the karbanis that had to have the bloods on the bottom part. Nitanin mechuta sikru lamatan were placed from the red string and below. That's Devi Rabbi. Now, Rabbi Elazar ben Shimon, he says, no. When did we say this idea that the upper bloods are valid as long as it's above the string? Right on top of that, that was only ba'ilas ha'if. That's only for the, although oilas behemah was done on the bottom half, if it was a bird oil, it was actually done on the upper half. As the Gemara says later in the Samat Alman Beis in Parakachi Kachin. So that's where it's valid, immediately on top of the red string. Ava b'chatas behemah, but he says regarding the sin offering that's an animal, which it says explicitly in the Torah that has to be on the keren, he atzma ein nasis ilal gufish ha'keren. It has to be on the actual keren itself. It's not enough to be on the upper half. That's their machlekes, whereas again, we find that Rebbe saying that even by the chatas payim, it's enough to be on the upper half. On that, as the Gemara, Amr Bavo, my time of the Rebbe, what's the reason of Rebbe? Because Rebbe Elazar ben Shimon brought a source. It says, Karen, why does Rebbe say even the upper half? So says the Gemara, Dechsiv, it says the pasuk in Yecheskel, it says, Vahaharel, which refers to the Mizbeach, the altar, was Arba Amos, it was an area of four Amos, Umaharel, Ulamal, from the Mizbeach upward, As the pasuk says, Hakranes Arba, there were four corners, which those four corners were on top of the Mizbeach. Now, the difficulty with this pasuk is Arba Amas Hu Dehavya? What, the Mizbeach was four Amas? No measurement of the Mizbeach was four Amas. Not the height, not the width. So what is it describing when it's saying that the measurement of the Mizbeach was four Amas? So Amar Vada Bahavi says, no, Mokim Kranes Arba. The place of the corners, the Kranes that took up space on top of the Mizbeach, that each one was an Amas squared for a total of four Amas. On that, as the Gemara, Mokum Kranis Dalet Hava, what are you saying? How can you say that the place of the Kranis were four Amas, but it's not true? The Kranis, each Karen, took up space in Mizbeach, two Amas. You had, let's say, by the on the one that's on the first one on the south east, it took up space, two Amas going from east to west, and two Amas from south to north, because you had on each side, you had each one taking up an Amas. So each one was actually two Amas squared. So how can you say that it's taking up only four Amas? It's taking up eight Amas. So that says the Gemara, Ella, rather, obviously, what the Pasuk is saying is, and this is what is explains the opinion of Rebbe, Eimu Rishus Kronis Dalet. Rather, what it's saying is that the domain of the Keren captures even an area beneath it of four Amas, which that takes it down to the area of where the Chutta Sikr was, where we're saying that all that area belongs to the area of the Keren. So yeah, the Keren was in the area of Dalet Amas, and neither was the Mizbeach Dalet Amas. So what was Dalet Amas? From beneath the Keren was an area of Dalet Amas going down to the midpoint of the Mizbeach. That's the opinion of Rebbe, that the area of Keren of Chattas is even the upper Dalet Amas, not just the Keren itself. Now, continuing on this topic regarding the Chutta Sikra, Tnan Hasim, we learned in the Mishnah Masechtas Midas that says Chut Shel Sikra. There was a red string Chaygra Be'emtzah that was tied around the middle of Mizbeach. Lahavdul Bein Dam Melyon Modam Azertam. To separate between the upper bloods and the lower bloods. Says the Gemara. And immediately, where do we know this from? So Amar Vachar Barav Ketina says Shenem, because the pasuk says in Shemais Vahisa Hareshes. The Reshes was some type of a copper meshwork, which was like woven together, which was on the bottom part of the Mizbeach, like a sieve, and its height was at Chatzia Mizbeach, up until the midpoint of the Mizbeach. So what that teaches us, says Rav Acha Barav Ketina, is HaTorah Nosna Mechitza. The Torah is obviously putting a separation, a division, that it was particular that it should be up until the midpoint of the Mizbeach. Why? Lahavdol Bein Dam Elyon Modam Azertam, to make a differentiation between the upper bloods and the lower bloods. So too, in the times of the Beis HaMikdash, they had the red string to make that division to show that there are certain karbanos on the top and certain on the bottom. Now the Gemara goes back to the halacha of our Mishnah. We said that the shiyari hadam, the leftover blood of these chatois hachitzainis, which are karbachatas that were done on the Arda Mizbeach, there the shirayim were poured on the Yisoid Hadremi on the southern foundation of the Mizbeach. So Tanban learned the Braisa, the Pasuk says in Meyikra, and the Pasuk says, Veskolda Meyishbech, and all the blood should be poured out. It says, El Yisoid Mizbeach, to the foundation of the Mizbeach. And this is the Pasuk by the chatois hachitzainis, by the Sar HaNasi, which was one of the chatois that were done on the Arda Mizbeach. Says the Braisa, Zeh Yisai Dereimi, this refers to the southern foundation, like the Halacha of our Mishnah. And that says the Braisa, Ato Eime Zeh Yisai Dereimi, do you really say it refers to the southern foundation? Or maybe it means the western foundation, because we actually find, as we said in the previous Mishnah, that the Chatois HaPenimius, the inner Chatois, like that of Yom Kippurim, that there the Pasuk says that it's poured Asher Pesach Oil Moed to the foundation, which is by the opening of the Oil Moed, which we said that what do you see when you come out of the Oil Moed? Is the Yisai Maravi first. And therefore, maybe we should learn out that which it doesn't say, which one, from that which it does say. It's explicit by the Panemius that it's the Maravi. So maybe here by the Chatzenius it should also be the Yisai Maravi. And that's the Braisa. No, Amrit, you're going to say, Yilmad Yiridasim in Akevish. You should learn out the Kohen when he comes down from the ramp, from the outer Chatois, when he's holding the leftover blood in his hand, Litziyasim Nehechel, to the equivalent when they're doing the Chatois HaPenimius, and he's holding leftover blood when he's coming out of the Hechel, which is Mayitziyasim in the Hechel, just like when he's coming out from the sanctuary, which when he's coming out, the first thing he encounters is the Yisoid Maravi, which is Besamachli, which is what's near to him, because that's the first part of the Mizbeach he hits. So then you make the equivalent, Avi Ridasim in the Kev, Shotu, when he's coming down from the ramp. So then he's going to pour it to the southern foundation, which is also Besamach, which is also what's near to him, and that's where the halacha is on the Yisai Deraimi. Because it's the equivalent of the Mefurish, which is the first thing that you encounter. And each one encounters a different Yisai first. Now, however, the Gemara brings that there's a machlekes about these halachas. Tanya, we learn the Braiser, Bishmolem, he says that actually zeh v'zeh, that both the chatois hachitainis and the chatois hapanimius is yisoid marabi, is going to be poured on the western foundation of the Mizbeach. Reb Shimon Yechayim, he says, no, zeh v'zeh yisoid deremi, both of them are going to be on the southern foundation. So the Gemara asks, Bishlem elamandom yisoid marabi, could understand the one who says it's on the western foundation, because ksavar yilmat sasim, he says, you learn out that which it's ambiguous about it, which foundation, which is chatois hachitainis, minamafurish from that which one that's explicit, which is the chatois hapanimius, which it says in the pasuk it's going to be the western foundation, because it says, hachapesach elmaid, which is the part of the Mizbeach that's the opening of the elmaid. That part of the Mizbeach is when you're coming out from the west, from the Ohechel, you hit the western part of the Mizbeach. Elamanda Amma Yisai Diraimi my time, but according to the one who says that both of them are on the southern foundation, what's the reason? Because especially the Chatois HaPanimis, it says Yisaid HaShapesach HaLamayid, that's the west, not the south. So Amr Basi, he says, Ksavra Haitana, that Tana who says that both were the southern foundation, Kulei, he holds that Kulei Mizbeach B'Tzafankai, that actually all of the altar was in the northern part of the Azar, which there's a machlek is exactly where the Mizbeach was. Now, therefore that comes out that the Mizbeach was not really in front of the Pesach El Moed, rather only the Amma of the southern foundation was jutting into when you come out. Or even if you say another way, that it was in the northern part of the Azara, which means to say that five of its Ammas were opposite the Pesach, but the opening of the Pesach was 10 Ammas. And therefore, if you're coming out in the middle, the one Amma that you're hitting directly is the Yisai Diraimi. So it comes out when you're coming out from the opening, you see the Yisai Diraimi directly in front of you in the middle of the Pesach, and therefore, even if it's Pesach El Ma'id, it's still going to be the Yisai Diraimi, and therefore, if the Pneumium is like that, for sure the Chatzainis is also going to be the Yisai Diraimi. Olashanachar, another version, which is the same idea, Kulei Pesach, all of the opening of the Olam Ayin, was Bedarmkai, was the southern part of the Mizbeach, which is the same idea, just using different words. Now, as we continue to Mizbeach, the Gemara says, the Tanna Rebbe Shmuel was taught a Braisa in the Yeshiva Rebbe Shmuel, regarding in the Gemara says, Rebbe Shimon ben Yechai Amrim, that regarding Rebbe Shimon ben Yechai, that he says, in other words, the students of Rebbe Shmuel and his yeshiva taught a Mishnah that was taught in the Beis Medrash of Rebbe Shimon, that they were quoting in the name of Rebbe Shimon, that Zeh v'zeh Yisai Marabi, that actually both Chatois were taught on the Western foundation, like we quoted is Rebbe Shmuel's opinion. And the Samanech and the Namanik, that you shouldn't confuse it, and that the Gemara maybe might be that both are going to be on the Yisai Diraimi, is Mashchu Gavri, that the people pulled, meaning the plural, the students of Rabbi Shmuel, who were the many, they pulled Legavra to the individual, meaning Rabbi Shimon, to say like the opinion of their Rebbe, who was that it's going to be both on the Yisai Maravi, that it's going to be on the Western Foundation, because he learns that actually he did, Pesach El Moed was the Western side, because it was within the opening, not like as we said, which is totally in the North. And therefore we learn that Tzasim and Mafurish, just like the Chatar Sapanimis is the Yisai Marabi, so too the Chitzainis is also going to be Yisai Marabi. Now the Gemara continues with the next Mishnah, continuing with the next category of where's the place of that carbon regarding to its initial Avaidas of Kachi Kachi. Says the Mishnah, Ha'ayla Kachi Kadashim. The carbon Ayla, which is the totally burnt carbon on the Mizbeach, is the holy of the holiest categories like we're talking about, which therefore makes it invalidated if it leaves the perimeter of the Beis HaMikdash, of the Azara, and also if a Tzvul Yayim, someone who was Tami but immersed himself that day, or Mechusi Kippurim, or if someone's lacking atonement touches it and invalidates it, and also there's going to be a halacha of me'ila, of misappropriation, even before the blood is thrown or after the blood is thrown, in contrast to Kacha Kalim, the lower level, there's no me'ila, only in the sacrificial parts if it's before Zrika. Continues the Mishnah, so this carbon ayla shchitas b'tzafen, its slaughtering is done in the northern part of the Azara, v'kibul dama b'chli sharas b'tzafen, its receiving of its blood is done in the northern part of the Azara, v'dama toin shtei matanis, its blood requires two gifts, meaning in the Keren Mizrach HaSafainis, in the northeast, and in the southwestern corner, where those are diagonally opposite each other, as the Mishnah teaches Masechtas Tamed, Daf Lamed Beis, that he comes to the northeastern corner, and he does it there, and then he comes to the southwestern corner, and he does it over there. Now, the reason why it's those two corners specifically is because the southeastern corner, which we said is the first one you do by the Chatas, that corner doesn't have a Yesaida foundation, as the Gemara is going to tell us later on. And the Karban Ayla requires that its Matnas Damim should be opposite an area that has Yesaid, as we brought earlier on Daphne Nal from a Kavu Chaymer, from the Shiyari Chatas, that needs the Yesaid, most definitely Ayla, its primary sukkah need to have a Yesaid, so therefore it was specifically those corners. Now, moreover is that these two gifts of blood, these rikas, shehen arba, which were in effectuality, were actually four. Now, the reason is because you need to have the matnas dam to be on the four corners of the mizbeach. Now, that's not possible to do two that's going to be four, only if it's these two corners that are diagonally opposite each other. Because if the two would be on the same side, then you're only going to have three corners of the mizbeach, and that's not going to qualify what the pasuk says has to be saviv. I think Moses can explain exactly how was it done to the actual zrikas of the ayla, that you would do it on the two corners diagonally opposite each other, and that corner, each one has two sides, which would make for a total of all the four sides. Continues the Mishnah, v'tu'una hefshed, and the carbon ayla also has to be skinned, v'nituach, and it's cut up into pieces, and v'chal ishim, and it's totally burnt on the fires of the mizbeach. The Gemara asks an interesting question on the Mishnah. Oyla my time atonile kachi kachim. Why, when it describes this one in the series of all the kachi kachim, does it tell us that the Karban Oyla is kachi kachim, which it doesn't do when it talks about the Karban Chatas and Dashamas, which are also kachi kachim? It doesn't specify that they're kachi kachim. Says the Gemara, Mishum de lake sivba kachi kachim. The reason is because the Pasuk doesn't tell us that the Oyla is a kachi kachim. So we have to tell you that even though it doesn't say it, it is kachi kachim. Now the reason why it definitely is, even though the Pasuk doesn't say it, is because it totally brought on the Mizbeach, totally sacrificed every part of it to Hashem. Now there's no greater kachi kachim than that, because even by kachim kalim, whatever part of it does go on the top of the Mizbeach is considered kachi kachim. Like the Mishnah says later on, Pei Tesem and Aleph, that the reason why Maaser comes before Eifes is because it's a type of carbon, and it has in it kachi kachim. What do you mean, has in it kachi kachim? It's a kachim kalim, Maaser Behema. It's because its blood and sacrificial parts go on the Mizbech, and that is considered kachi kachim. So if the oiler, which is totally sacrificed in the Mizbech, that's how we knew that, of course, it's a kachi kachim. And that's where I have to say it, because the Pasuk doesn't say it. The Mishnah continues and says, V'dama toin shtei matanas. The gifts of blood of the oila on the mizbeach requires two separate gifts. And that asked the Gemara, Heich Avad, how was this done that we said that it was two throwings, which ended up being four? So Amar Rav, he says, Naisin v'chezer v'naisin. He would give, and then he would give again. Meaning, what he would do is by the two corners, when he would come to that first corner, so he would take from the vessel and he'd throw it onto the mizbeach, not like a chatas, you use your finger, take the vessel and you throw it on in the direction of this corner. And also the second side of this corner. So he would do it two times on each corner, because then he would come to the other corner directly, diagonally opposite it, and then he would do it on each side of that corner too. So it comes out that the blood ended up going on the four sides of the mizbeach, because he would throw one time on each corner. By every corner, there were two corners, by every corner, he would do it on one side of that corner and then the other side of that corner. Ushmul Amarin, he says, no, matana achas, he would only throw one time on each corner, but kimin gamma noisen, he would do it like the Greek letter gamma, which is that he would throw it opposite the corner from the vessel, and the blood would splatter on the two sides of the corner, which is like the Greek letter gam, which is like our chaf sofit, like our end of chaf, which is like a V shape. We would pour and would hit the two corners, say one throw would get two, and then the next throw would get another two, which would be for a total of four. Says the Gemara Ketanai, this machlekes, Rav and Shmuel, is machlekes Tanoim in the following Brisa. The Brisa says, Yachal Yizruken Nizruke Achas. You would think for the carbon oila, you would throw the blood one time. Tamalema, that's what the Pasuk teaches when it says, Vizarku es Adam al Mezbech, that he would throw the blood on the Mezbech, Saviv, all around. And this is by the carbon oila. But it says this also by Shlomim and by Ashim. So, says the Brisa, Isaviv, so if it says you have to throw the blood all around, so Yachal Yikefanikachud, you would think you would literally have to go around and, like a string, go and throw the blood of the carbon oil all around the perimeter of the Mizbech. Tamalem Vazarku, but the Pasuk used the terminology of, and he's going to spray, he's going to throw. Now, throwing is only at a distance. Now, to do like a string, all the way around the Mizbech would only be possible if he's using his finger and he's touching the walls and going all around. Throwing is not possible. So, okay, so how do you have Saviv? Says the Brisa, Kimin Gama. Rather, it'd be like this Endachav, like this V-shape, which is Shtei Matan, Shein Arba, which would be two gifts, that's like four, meaning when you do it on two diagonal corners, you're going to have Saviv, because what does it mean, Saviv all around? It means to say it's going to get all the four sides of the Mizbech, and it's going to be by throwing. That's one opinion, that's like Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel, I mean, he says like Rav, he says, Nemer kan saviv, it says over here by the carbon oil all around. Nemer lahan saviv, it says over there by the chatas, by the miluim, when they were dedicating the base of Migdash in Parshat Sav, it says there also by those chatois all around. Now, ma'alahalan, just like over there, which was the carbon chatas, pisuk v'arba matanis, it was divisions of four gifts, meaning each gift was individual because it was done on the four corners of the Mizbeach. So Afkan, here also, even though it's only going to be done on two corners, not four corners, but it's Pisuk, it's going to be individual, V'arba Matanis, and there it's going to be four separate gifts. How so? Like Rav, where you give and then you give, meaning on each corner you do it once on each side for a total of four different acts, but only on two corners. That continues the Braisa. Now, but if that's the case, that we're comparing it from the Gzeres Shavah, from the Chatas of Miluim, it's a Ima Lahalan Arba Matanis Al Arba Karanis. So maybe you would say, just like over there was four different gifts on four different corners, Afkan Arba Matanis Al Arba Karanis. Maybe the Karban Oilo then also requires four gifts on four different corners. That says the Braisa. No, Amr, you're going to say, you can't say that. Why not? Because Oila Tu'uni Yisayt, the Karban Oila requires that its primary Matanis be placed on the part of the Mizbeach, that it's the opposite, an area that beneath it has the Yisayt, has the foundation of the Mizbeach, where on the bottom part of the Mizbeach was a foundation, which was where, directly opposite that place, that's where the Karban Oila had to have its Zrikis, and we know that from a Kal V'chaimah that we brought earlier in the Perek, and Avnan Alfam and Aleph, from the Shiraim of Achatas. Now, the Karen Mizrach is the Raimis. Now, it can't be that you would do the Oila on all four corners, because the southeastern corner of the Mizbeach, Lahoya, La Yisayt, didn't have a foundation, as Gemara is going to explain later on how it was. So therefore, it couldn't be that you did it over there. And rather, like we said, you start from the northeastern corner and then you do diagonally opposite, which is only those two different corners. But again, according to this opinion, like Rav, you do it on either side of that corner. Now the Gemara asks on this, my Tam, what's the reason why there was no Yisayt on that, on the southeastern corner of the Mizbeach? So Amr Belazai says, Lefishlo Haisa Bechelket Shel Tayf, because that part of the Mizbeach, in the Azara of the Beis HaMikdash, was not in the portion of the one who pounces, which refers to Binyamin, because by him it says in Bereishis Memtes, Ze'ev Yitrov, he was compared to a wolf that pounces, where Yaakovinu prophesies regarding all the 12 tribes, and by Binyamin it says, Baboyker Yechel Ad, that in the morning he's going to eat the treasure, what that refers to as the Targum translates, Bachasante Tisvi Midbucha. What does it mean? He's going to devour the treasures. It means that in his portion, the Mizbeach, which is where all the treasures of the Jewish people, the Karbanos, are brought, the Mizbeach is going to be built in his portion. Now, however, on that corner, that was, the southeastern corner was not in his portion, as the Gemara will explain, and the Mizbeach had to be built in Binyamin's portion, so therefore, they couldn't be Yisayt over there. Because the Amar of Shmuel Bar Yitzchak, he says, Mizbeach oichel b'chelkei shel Yehuda Amma. There was an Amma, the Shevet Yehuda was on the eastern part of the Mizbeach. So, an Amma on the east, and an Amma on the south, on the whole length of the Mizbeach, a thickness of an Amma was in the portion of Yehuda. Now, however, the thing was that the Amma on the east didn't go on the entirety of the eastern part, because when the territory of Yehuda reached to the northeast, it ended in Amma before the end, where the Karen was. And so too, by the Amma of the south, it didn't go on the entirety of the south, because when it reached to the southwest corner, it stopped in Amma before the end. As the Mishnah teaches later on in the next daf, Nafnadal and Aleph, that the Yisayd went on the entirety of the north and on the west, because that was all in the portion of Binyamin. And it came around, the Yisayd did eat an Amma into the east and an Amma into the south. So it comes out that the three Kronis had a Yisayt, like the Gemaras have a picture that it shows that on Tzafen and Meir, that was all in the portion of Binyamin, that had a Yisayt because the Mizbeach was in his portion. But Yehuda was on the west, on the east, and it ate up a little bit in the south too. But still, the Karen came around the corner by the south and the east, and therefore those three sides did have a Karen, in contrast to the, like we said before, to the southeastern corner. Now, Amr Reb Levi Bar Chama, Amr Reb Chama Reb Chanina, he says, he explains, Ritzua Hoise Yaitze Mechelke Shel Yehuda. There was a strip that came out of the portion of Yehuda to the southern part of the Mizbeach. Because actually Yehuda wasn't coming from that direction. He was coming from the eastern part. But there was a strip that came out from his portion, the Nichnasa Mechelke Shel Binyamin, that went into the portion of Shevet Binyamin. As the Braisa teaches in Masechtas Yom Daf Yud Beis and Aleph, what was in the portion of Yehuda? The Temple Mount, the chambers, the courtyards, the Ezrus Nashim, the 22 Amis of the place of where the Kohanim could regularly go in the Azara, this all going up from east towards the west. Now, the place of where the Jews, regular non-Kohanim, could walk is called the Azaras. So it comes out that the portion of Yehuda ended on the that spot, that Amma part where the Yisrael would normally be, on the eastern part of the Mizbeach, which was on the side of the south. Now, the Mizbeach, however, as we said, ate into his portion one Amma on the east, because, like we said, it ended one Amma, it allowed Binyamin to get in the Yisrael there a little bit on the corner, on the northeastern corner, which was distanced by an Amma. Now, so too, like we said, but there was a strip that went out into the southern part of the Mizbeach, and it went into Binyamin's portion, which is, from truth is, that was really Binyamin's portion, because Yehuda ended there on the east. But this strip from Yehuda went into the portion of Binyamin onto the southern part of the Mizbeach, and it took away an Amma where the Yisrael should be, but it couldn't be because it has to be Binyamin's, and that was in Yehuda's portion. And that's where the Yisrael should have been, like the Gemara says in Mishnah Midas in the third parak, that the way it would go is that the Mizbeach would be a certain perimeter. It would go up an Amma and get indented an Amma. That's the Yisrael. Now, like however we said, but by the length of the eastern side for an Amma, which was the portion of Yehuda, and so too on the southern side, again, besides the corner of the southwest, and also besides an Amma by the corner of the northeast, that's where the Yisrael of Binyamin went to. But again, there was no Yisrael by the southeast. It says the Gemara, "V'hoi Binyamin atzadik mitzdara le'abachol yim le'naitla." Now, the Binyamin the righteous, who was the head of this tribe, he was in pain about this every single day to try to grab it away. Like it says the pasuk in Devarim, as we continue to have of Nadal Medalf, part of the prophecy that Moshe Rabbeinu said about the tribes, about Sheba Binyamin, chayiv alav kol yom, that he scratches about it all day, meaning like a person that's engaged in thought and worry, like, how could I get that back? And lafikach, therefore, zachah Binyamin atzadik, Binyamin the righteous merited, v'naso ush pezichin HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he came the host for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Like it says the pasuk over there, uven kesef of shachin, that between his shoulders it rested, meaning regarding the Shekhinah, as we learn later on, that was actually the source of figuring out where the Beis HaMikdash should be built, where it was the Beis HaMikdash, the temple, even the Mizbeach, were all in his portion because of that great desire that he had to be, and even that one strip that he didn't get that was in Yehuda's portion, that's why he couldn't be Yisrael over there, he was in pain about that all the time, that desire, that what's called kisuf, and that longing is actually what gives the person the merit of actually having the divine presence residing in that person's territory.